I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Marvin Van Roan Jr. is just starting out as an artist. He came in to talk to me for The Spark wearing a black t-shirt upon which he'd hand-lettered, very stylishly, a single cryptic phrase. I asked him to explain it.
Did the shirt by hand. And one night I was sitting in my room and I was thinking, you know, anybody that hates me, they just don't know me. So, and if they do hate me and they do know me, it's because they love me. And they hate that they love me is why they hate me, if that makes sense.
And your shirt says?
They love to hate me because they hate that they love me.
I really like that.
Thank you. I like the whole style
of that shirt. Marvin Van Roan Jr., who's 24, grew up in Richmond, graduated from high school, and initially went into the drug business.
My mind, it works off of money. I'm like, I think of ways to make money, and I had to correct that, because where I'm from, everybody's trying to make money to survive.
And this is how you came out of high school, thinking, I want to make money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Kind of common sense. You know, when you grew up, I'm used to seeing people around me sell drugs to get basic things like cars. Like, I wanted a nice car. I wanted, you know, to be able to give my lady friends nice things. And I knew that.
Bet you had a lot of lady friends.
Yes. Yes. I just wanted to be able to live comfortably. That's what I mean to say. I wanted to live comfortably. And I knew I wouldn't be able to do that. Well, I thought I wouldn't be able to do that by working at McDonald's, so I went to that.
To drugs?
Yes.
Okay. Did you work at McDonald's or try to get a job at all, or just go say, I'm going to sell drugs?
I worked at Papa John's maybe like 2 months, and I was like, no, this isn't working, you know?
Because
I have an entrepreneur spirit. People that do what I do, they are entrepreneurs, basically. But they just don't have an outlet for it. And that's what I had to learn. I had to learn to take my craft and make it into an outlet that I could run like a business as you would with drugs. Mm-hmm. So I had to cut that out and replace it with something else,
basically. Let's go to the drugs. You decided I'm going to sell drugs. Did you work for yourself? Did you work for somebody else?
I don't
want you to incriminate yourself or anybody else. But if anything that you can tell me that you're comfortable with, or we can skip that.
Let me see the best way to word it. That's the thing you learn dealing with drugs. You have to think about everything you say before you say it. It started off as just, it's different levels to it. And it's not always what they make it out to be in TV and movies. It's a ground level when you're the person, you know, on the block, you know, nickel and diamond. Nobody wants to be that guy. You might as well go ahead and get a job if you're that guy. Then you have the guy that's moving more of what they call weight. And then you have people that traffic.
Is that where the real money is?
Yes.
So that was your goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I completed my goal. But when you're doing that, you can see, like, I've lost friends, you know, like friends to death and to incarceration. I could have easily been in that place. Like, I shouldn't even be here talking to you right now. That's how serious it is. That's why I want to show people that they don't have to take that road, especially the younger kids up under me. They don't have to take the road I took. They can just have a talent and put everything they have into it, and they can be successful.
You attained your goals. You were earning a good living, I judge,
yeah.
keeping those lady friends happy.
Yeah.
What made you stop?
Two things. I had a lady friend that was really close with me. I loved her, and I still love her. And she said, she looked at me one night, and she was like, Marvin, you can't always use drugs as a crutch. And it blew my mind when she said that to me, because I never looked at it that way. I looked at it as, this is the easiest way for me to make money to do what I want to do at that time. And I never looked at it as a crutch. She changed my whole perspective of it. So I was like, well, I'm better than, you know, I don't ever want to think that I'm limiting myself at all. So when she told me, I was like, wow, I'm limiting myself. You know, me and her used to smoke together. But, you know, she decided she didn't want to smoke marijuana anymore. And she wanted me to, you know, change with her, and I wasn't ready to change because I met her at that point in my life. So I wasn't ready to change it. And that's how I lost it, you know. And the second thing that made me move out is my father. He said to me, my parents knew nothing of it until I was finished. And I decided that I was finished when I told them about it, because I can't go back to it, you know, after I tell them about it. So I told him about it. He was like, follow your talent. He was like, God gave you a talent. You should be following it. If you put forth all of the effort that you put into that, into everything else, you can be successful. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I never tried. All you have to do is just simply try. And you can do, people can do anything they put their minds to. They just have to try.
So how did you start?
I've been doing art my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah. You're talking about the art, right?
Yeah. But, you know, this is going to be a business now, right?
Yeah. I don't. This is the thing. Like, I never grew up around artists. I grew up around plenty of drug dealers. Everybody, almost everyone I know is a drug dealer. So in Richmond, that's common. A lot of people that I know are. So it's easy to have that rub off on you. But in Richmond, like, I don't know a single artist. So I went with what I knew, but now I'm venturing off into this new thing, and I don't know anybody doing it. I'm like walking in the dark.
Marvin Van Roon Jr. is showing his art for the first time in Harrisonburg at the end of May.
Well, the name of my exhibition is The Life and Times of Van Roon, and that's, you know, of course me, but it's based off of how I was feeling in that moment. Because every time throughout my life, if I felt a type of way, I sketch something out, you know, just to relieve myself. And basically, this exhibition is a compilation of all my feelings and thoughts, but for other people to see. So you're seeing kind of basically what I live, you know.
You are 24.
Yes.
Starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
Saying, I want to be an artist.
Yes.
Look in your crystal ball, and where are you going with this?
I feel like I'm going to do real good. I feel like, have you heard the story of Basquiat? You know,
no.
The story of the,
no.
Well, he was a black, African-American artist, and he didn't go to school, you know, all he had was his own talent, and he wound up making it. He's a very popular African-American artist, and I'm thinking to myself, if he can come from nothing and make it, then I'm pretty sure that I can do it also. So I'm looking at myself as the new improved Basquiat.
How are you supporting yourself?
I do graphic design. It's definitely not enough money, but I can live off of it barely. But I'm not in the drug dealing business anymore.
Right.
So it's hard to have a income of money and then cut it off.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do that.
It's good for you, though.
But I know, and everybody that deals in that type of life knows that it's only two outcomes. You can either die or go to jail. And I'm not ready to do that yet. So, so art is my next venture.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise.
You'll find links,
Lord,
and pictures about Martin Van Roon Jr. and his art show on the Spark page at WMRA.org.